diplomatic relationship between Canada and Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the Indonesian Ulama Council and the National Amil Zakat Agency, has initiated the launch of a humanitarian aid campaign for Palestine called Indonesia for Palestine, with a target of $200 million. During the launch on Wednesday, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Anies Mata stated that the funds will be used for humanitarian assistance and reconstruction of Gaza.
Untuk memulai satu gerakan solidaritas untuk Palestina, dan ini adalah hasil dialog kita dalam 3 bulan terakhir ini bersama semua NGO yang ada di sini.
We have all gathered today to begin a solidarity movement for Palestine. This is the result of our discussions over the past 3 months with all the NGOs present here. And we are starting a more coordinated solidarity movement to channel aid to Palestine. We are starting with an initial target of $200 million. According to Anies Mata, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will use various diplomatic channels to support humanitarian diplomacy and ensure aid reaches Gaza, which remains under Israeli blockade. Indonesia's Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, emphasized that health should become a collective movement that involves all segments of society. The minister made this statement during a webinar on the Free Health Check campaign in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Kesehatan itu adalah nggak bisa dilakukan.
Health cannot be done alone. It must be a collective effort. It cannot be just a program. It must be a movement. We need to use all Indonesia's social capital to make our people healthy. It's not just about treating the sick. A healthy population will ensure our average income reaches 18 million rupiahs. If we reach that, we will become a developed nation, and President's vision for a golden Indonesia will come true.
Mimpi Bapak Presiden untuk Indonesia emas itu terjadi.
Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin also emphasized the role of mothers in promoting health through the Free Health Check program. The program aims to prevent chronic diseases and supports the goal of achieving Golden Indonesia by 2045. Next up, we present you the commentary titled Optimizing Gold Potential for the National Economy with Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on optimizing gold potential for the national economy. The record global gold demand of almost 5,000 tons last year shows the rapid development of the world gold market. Indonesia, as the 7th largest gold producer in the world, has great potential to optimize the gold industry. However, gold trade in Indonesia is still far from that. Despite exporting gold bars worth 5 billion rupiahs, Indonesia still imports 2 billion rupiah worth of gold bars. The launch of the Bullion Bank by President Prabowo Subianto on February the 26th is a strategic step to manage gold in the national financial system. Bullion banks are financial institutions that play a role in trading, storing, and financing gold and other precious metals. With the existence of bullion banks, Indonesia is expected to reduce dependence on gold imports and create a more efficient gold ecosystem. Gold, which has proven to be a superior investment instrument, can be utilized more widely, whether for investment, savings, or financial instruments. The existence of bullion banks also brings direct benefits to the community. This program facilitates access to gold savings and deposits and opens up more stable investment options. In addition, the service also provides opportunities for people who have not been reached by banking. With clear regulations and support from the Financial Services Authority, the potential of the bullion banks can make a significant contribution to Indonesia's economic growth and strengthening the domestic gold sector. This step paves the way for optimal utilization of gold resources for the nation's economic welfare. That was commentary.
And that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. perlahan tapi pasti semakan jadi milikmu.
That is Dewi Sandra with Kuyor. I admit it. Apparently, fun fact about the song itself, not a song exclusively by Dewi Sandra, but also some other songs that have the word kuakui, or I admit it. Indonesians misheard it as not kuakui, or in real called I admit it, but instead it's more like kuakui, which is complete gibberish in Indonesian, and a lot of Indonesian songs uses this word, and so many people say that, well, it's gibberish, and even some person make an not anthology, a mix of those words being used in Indonesian songs, which is completely funny despite being meaningless. But Indonesia just got a very meaningful win in the cheerleading Japan Open Championship 2025, which was held in Yokohama on February 23rd until 24th. And in here, listener, 93 Indonesian cheerleader athletes competed with top cheerleading teams from various countries like Japan, South Korea, and several other countries. An Indonesian team won second place in the elementary school lower grade cheerleading and junior one cheerleading categories. And Indonesia also won third place in the junior two cheerleading category. And meanwhile, for the cheerleading doubles category, Indonesian team won the fourth and sixth place. In the meantime, the host, which is Japan, won the first place in elementary school junior one and two category. And according to Indonesian Ambassador to Japan, Heri Ahmadi, still appreciate the Indonesian cheerleading team, who is not only joining, but also making some wins in the cheerleading Japan Open Championship. And this is a concrete proof that Indonesian children have worked hard to make Indonesia proud. Wow. That kind of spirit never flicker, listener, in the heart of so many Indonesians. Just like the next song, Sandy Santoro with Tak Pernah Padam or Never Flicker.
Senyumanmu masih jelas terkenang hadir selalu, seakan tak mau hilang dari
collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chats with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. On Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
For being one of the favorite tourist destinations in Indonesia. Bali tourist destinations are always interesting and never end. The destination that is currently popular and you must visit is Tanah Barak Beach. This beach is one of Bali's hidden gems which has just opened. Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Tanah Barak Beach, which is located in Kutuk Village, Badung, Bali. The distance is around 40 minutes from Denpasar City Center or 30 minutes from Ngurah Rai Airport if you use a motorcycle. Access to this beach is quite unique because the road is made by cutting through the limestone cliffs. When passing this road, you can stop for a moment and pause in the middle of the quiet road with a beautiful limestone cliff in the background, which is certainly super aesthetic. To visit and enjoy Tanah Barat Beach, you only need to pay an entrance ticket of 8,000 rupiah or less than $1. From the parking lot to the beach, you have to walk. During the trip to the beach, you can enjoy the beauty of Tanah Barat. This beach has soft white sand and clear blue sea water. This beauty is also combined with the high limestone hills that surround the beach. Listeners, there are several tourist activities that you can do while you are at Tanah Barat Beach. You can swim to enjoy the fresh water of Barat Beach, but you have to be careful and not swim too far. Here you can sunbathe or play on the soft sand. You can also snorkel here, seeing the underwater beauty of the beach. Don't go home before watching the beauty of the sunset. The sunset view on the beach is really beautiful. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, if we talk about electric vehicle, what comes in your mind? People say it's gonna make the world greener, but some people doubt it, and they say that we need to do something to make sure that the EV, not only the car, but also the whole ecosystem for EV stays really, really clean. And therefore, what can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, has told us.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm. But at the moment, in Asia, they'll have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
The complete conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tanpa baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Cari duga bani patah hati lagi tahu begini
jika bisa memilih tak bertemu pasti
itu yang ku pilih
jika bisa ku hindari garis interaksi
itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tipikal bisa ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, di hati rapuh tentang wahana. Oh lagi-lagi
yang tambahkan dari di oasis.
Apa dalam ciptanya aku bila bukan untuk aku hindariku dari patah hati itu.
Jika
fellows with interaksi, and after this, listener, you'll be listening a little bit guide how to speak in Indonesian and not speak bahasa Indonesia. And this time, it will be about heading to Tanjung Puting and how you express I always wake up early in Indonesian language. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Mari Bahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and the government agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun Central, Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa. Saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya. Saya, which means I. Selalu. Selalu, which means always. Bangun. Bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat, berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi, pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. Melihat, melihat, which means to see. Orangutan, orangutan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa, tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari, mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression, selalu, selalu, which means always. The word selalu, selalu, describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to another example in using the adverbial word, selalu, selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari. Dini hari, which means at dawn time. Pagi pagi, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning. Siang bolong, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday. And larut malam, which means late at night. such expression give the nuance of meaning sangat, sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak once in Indonesian today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Still staying tuned, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I wish that today's everything that we present to you will be very, very much enjoyable. Just like the next one, we got to cut off that song with another one that is more, what in quote, Indonesian. Because this one came from a region from Indonesia, but you will listen to it in the music corner.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you very much for people joining. It was a service voice of Indonesia. We've presented you a lot of things, but we're still available on vonews.id, RRI Digital, and also the frequencies 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. Got anything to say? Please send your questions or even comments to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. And then our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, voi_official. Once again, I would like to say I'm Steve, and the cruise of today's English program is saying thank you very much for joining us. So make sure to stay tuned on Edit Our Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
4755kHz でまたはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および RRI デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。
Selamat malam, kemawa. Jo, 2025年2月27日、私、エンゲルが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き、周波数 3325kHz や4755kHz からボイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。今日の見出しはインドネシア国会、
民間関連における人身売買撲滅の取り組みを強化。ブラジル代表団大統領宮殿で農産物とジェネリック医薬品を提案。バノン市の観光業 TT 参入に中小ロビアを貢献。最初のニュースです。インドネシア共和国国会第13委員会は、特に移民管理の監視を指示して、人身売買犯罪の撲滅に向けた取り組みを強化することを約束しています。国会第13委員会の委員長であるウィリー・アリティア氏は、移民総局長及び西部地域移民総局長との公開聴聞会で、この方針を表明しました。この聴聞会の中で、インドネシア共和国国会の YouTube チャンネルでも放映されたように、ウィリアリティア氏は、インドネシア国民が人身売買の被害者とならないよう、移民関係の厳格な選別の重要性を強調しました。さらに、バタン、クアラナムメダン、バリなどの空港で導入されているオートゲート技術を活用し、サービスの向上と監視の強化を図るべきだと指摘しました。このデータベースがインタープールのシステムとどの程度連携しているのかを確認する必要があります。不審な動きがあれば、即座にデータベースを参照できるようにしなければなりません。我々の国が危険な活路の中継地や目的地とならないようにするべきです。ナスデム島の中央執行委員長でもあるウィリアリティア氏は、データの統合が人身売買撲滅の検出と防止に不可欠であると強調しました。またインドネシアが危険な活路の中継地や目的地にならないようにすることの重要性を訴えました。国会第13委員会は移民管理及び強制収容への支援を継続し、効果的な移民監視体制の国立と人身売買撲滅を目指す。これにより、インドネシア国民を人身売買の被害から守り、国家の安全を確保することが期待されています。次は、ブラジルの実業家代表団がジャカルタの大統領宮殿を訪れ、農産物や手頃な価格の医薬品について、プラボースミアント大統領と会談しました。保健大臣のブリグナリサリキン氏は、この会談のブラジルがどのように安価な農産物を生産し、ジェネリック医薬品を提供している農家を学ぶ機会と評価しました。ブラボー大統領は政権4年目までに食料自給を達成することを目標に掲げ、現在230万ヘクタールの新たな水田を開発中です。この計画には各省庁の協力のほか、国軍や国家警察の支援も含まれており、特に南パプア州のラオケ地域での農地開発が進められています。政府は灌漑設備、肥料収集の供給など、農業インフラを整備し、この計画の成功を支援していく方針です。最後のニュースです。マノン市の観光業はホテル、レストラン、観光地からの税収により、地域歳入200、キューチャルピアを貢献し、宿泊施設の利用者数は800万人に達しました。高速鉄道ウーシュは観光客の増加に寄与しているが、アクセスの最適化にはさらなる取り組みが求められており、特にフセインカストラナガラ空港の再開